We're returning to the dramatic developments in Venezuela over the weekend. In the hours since the US seized Nicolas Maduro, there has been much talk of oil. Venezuela has the world's largest reserves of oil, but it only contributes around 1% to the global markets. 18 years ago, US and other Western companies had their assets in Venezuela seized when then-President Hugo Chavez nationalized the oil industry. Donald Trump now speaks of US oil companies going into the country and getting it going again to make billions once more. In a TV interview with NBC, the US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, said they would not allow the Venezuelan oil industry to be controlled by what he called adversaries of his country.
We don't need Venezuela's oil. We have plenty of oil in the United States. What we're not going to allow is for the oil industry in Venezuela to be controlled by adversaries of the United States. You have to understand, why does China need their oil? Why does Russia need their oil? Why does Iran need their oil? They're not even in this continent. This is the Western Hemisphere. This is where we live. And we're not going to allow the Western Hemisphere to be a base of operation for adversaries, competitors, and rivals of the United States.
Have specific oil companies.
We also want to see that oil and the proceeds from it. Hold on. We want to see the oil proceeds of that country benefit the people of Venezuela.
That's Marco Rubio. Well, let's talk now to investment manager Justin Urquhart-Stewart about how the markets are reacting to events in Venezuela. And Justin, since this happened over the weekend, what's the impact been on the markets?
What you've actually seen, something is actually remarkably calm. The reaction you've seen, as you heard from the Taoiseach and also you've heard from others, actually almost people sort of standing back and waiting to see, well, what happens next? What you saw were equity markets, certainly in the States, actually looking pretty flat, certainly no sign of nervousness there. But watch out, because you saw more money going into gold and especially into silver and also into the dollar. And that's always a sign that people are edging their bets and just saying, well, because we can't see what's happening now, we're going to take be slightly more conservative over these things, and also waiting to see what happens. Well, is this it, or what happens now with Cuba or Greenland or Taiwan, and what are the other elements that could get connected to this? Those are the concerns that people would have.
What potential now is there in Venezuela following what happened at the weekend in terms of oil production? Is it too soon to say?
There's a huge potential because Venezuela was a very large producer. It produces very, very heavy, thick oil, which means it needs a lot of fracking to try and actually break it down. Very heavy, sticky stuff. Unlike, say, the Saudi oil, which people is far sweeter and easier to use. So because it's got this huge reserve, strategically it's important. And the Americans, of course, going back to the old principle they had of actually defending what was on the American continents and others should keep out of their way, they're actually, as far as they're concerned, making sure that South American oil is American oil, and therefore they'll make sure that their companies, if not actually the countries themselves, the companies' assets are preserved. So they'll be looking to get the likes of Chevron, others, and Chevron already in there, their assets which were nationalized, get their value back.
But when much of the world is trying to move away from oil and certainly moving away from fracking, is there much of a demand for that type of oil that Venezuela produces, which you described there?
It's actually been dropping off, but nonetheless, there is still demand. And of course, the more that is produced from there, actually what you'll find is actually allows the oil price still to stay low. And if they started going back to the production they had, say, 20 years ago, the oil price would be considerably lower than it is now. But I think the concern the Americans have is actually just making sure that this is stabilized. And of course, one of the issues for them, of course, actually the name that isn't already mentioned, that is Cuba. Cuba gets most of its oil from Venezuela. And there's old history there, as we know, with Cuba. And the Americans would be absolutely delighted to be able to see the Cuban regime under more difficulty. Again, an aging operation, an aging leadership there. And does the next generation actually see a wish to see a change? Well, it won't be like Venezuela, but nonetheless, it'll cause a significant problem for Cuba if they get that oil cut off.
Thank you very much indeed. Justin Urquhart-Stewart, investment manager, on the market's reactions to what has been happening in Venezuela. It's 8:54.